And welcome to the If They Can Do It podcast, the podcast that interviews absolutely ordinary people who do extraordinary things and wants you walking away thinking, hey, if they could do it, so can I. And this one's going to be a little bit different because I'm actually not interviewing anybody on this one. But, you know, it's coming to the end of the year. We're about to be thinking about 2023 and our goals and all of that kind of stuff. And so I wanted to give you some thoughts before you actually pick your goals and what you want to do to really impact your perspective and really just add value to how you approach the next year, because I've been thinking a ton about goals lately. And a lot of it has to do with over the past couple weeks, it's been about almost 2 months actually. You've noticed that on social media, maybe some episodes haven't gone up. And a lot of that is because I recently had bariatric surgery. And it's going well. I'm healing nicely. Weight's coming off. I'm doing the right things. I'm working out, doing all of that kind of fun stuff. But that was a big change. It was an extraordinary change for my life. And it just highlighted some things that about goals and really brought up to the front of my mind how I am going to approach this. And I thought that I would share it with you in case it might be helpful, because throughout this process, weight is everything. The scale is everything, right? You want to hop on the scale and you want the scale to say the exact right thing that you want it to. And, you know, you've heard on some of the other podcasts that I've struggled with my weight a lot in my life. And I've decided that this year, I'm gonna approach it differently. I'm gonna be thinking about goals a lot differently. And so here's how I'm gonna do it. Instead of thinking about a hard goal, so for example, if I wanted to be, you know, X amount of pounds by this amount of time, instead of thinking about it that way, I am going to think more about this process in which direction do I want my life to go? And when I make that decision, my actions are going to follow the direction that I want my life to go. And in that process, goals will be hit, and at the very least, I will be in a better position than I would have been had I have not taken specific and important steps along the way. And I thought a lot about this. I thought a lot about why this is helpful to think more about a direction I wanted my life to go versus setting a goal. And so when I thought about the direction of my life, instead of thinking about I want my weight to be this much, I thought more about I want to be able to run in the yard with my son. And so what decisions can I make that will allow me to do that more? And so there's a little bit of a difference, but that little change in mindset where, which direction do I want to go? Well, if I'm making decisions that are going to go more towards playing with my son in the yard, I might not be at the weight that I wanted to be or the goal would have had, but I'm going to be more in the direction, and my life is going to be moving in a direction that I want it to go, and I'm going to be happier for it. And so there's some things that you have to learn along the way. There are some things that you have to unwire, relearn, all of that. And so I'm going to walk through some practical steps that you can do, because what I've learned is a lot of people, even when it comes to goal setting, even when it comes to how to tackle when they want to change their life, where to start, right? Sometimes it is in your life is in a position where, you know, you're just looking up and you see the gutter. You're looking up and you're seeing maybe what you would want, but have no way to get there. And so there are some things that you can do. I know for me, it had to start with unlearning some stories that I had learned from all my life. All my life, I realized, and that's going through this whole surgical process, that I had learned to tell myself the story that I would only get to a certain point, but I would never past the threshold of really where I wanted to be. I'd never, you know, I'd always be mid-tier, and I might have been third tier. Maybe I got up to almost where I wanted to be and wasn't that nice, but I'll never taste the actual life that I wanted to live. And that was like a cancer through every part of my life. That was professionally, that was creatively, that's even with this podcast, right? I just hit a certain spot and I'm like, you know what, this is as high as I'm gonna go. And so I would just go on to the next thing. And so I had to learn how to untell myself these stories. And so how do I do that? How can you do that? Well, first it starts with building confidence. Now, confidence throughout this whole process, I've learned, is a lot different than ego, or believing that you can do something, or believing in your abilities. And if you just believe in your abilities enough, then that is confidence, right? Standing up straighter. And that may give you the feeling of confidence, but the problem is that your mind and your body is a really good BS reader. And so you have to break things down. You have to be able to do small things on a daily basis that will teach you a new story that you tell about yourself. So for me, and wait, maybe it's discipline, right? That could be what it is for me. And so can I do a small thing every single day simply because I tell myself that I'm going to do it? This can be as small as it needs to be. For example, if you're somebody who doesn't make your bed every day. Make your bed every day, clean your room every day, make sure the dishes are in the dishwasher every single day. And it's not because making your bed is a magical tool. It's because you are slowly, through the act of doing something like making your bed, you are telling yourself that when I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. And so what happens? You make your bed day after day after day. Nobody is telling you to, except you told yourself that you're going to. And then now, maybe it's your room. Maybe it's the house. Maybe it goes larger and larger and larger, to where maybe you spend 20 minutes with your kid just playing and doing whatever your kid wants to do, right? And it starts there, because ultimately you want a life where you are a fantastic parent. See how that kind of mushrooms and mushrooms and mushrooms, but you can never break that story down until you build enough evidence in your mind that you've been telling yourself a lie that you can't do something consistently. And so do something little. Do something little every single day, and you will be amazed how little decisions add up. Little decisions build pressure until the dam breaks, and then all of a sudden, your life, it's impacted your entire life. Because when you say you're going to go to the gym, you go to the gym. When you tell your significant other that you're going to be there, you're going to be there. When you tell your friends you're going to do something, you do it. Most importantly, when you tell yourself you're going to do something, you've built enough trust in yourself that it is done. And so you break it down and you start building confidence in yourself. And so I don't want this to go on for too long. I don't want to bury you in tools on all these different ways that you can choose how to make your life better. As you are going into the new year, try those two things. Write down, instead of a goal that you want, what is a direction that you want a certain part of your life to go into? Where do you want to steer your life? And then start making decisions that will take it that way. And if you have to start from the very beginning and start building trust in yourself that you can build a discipline and that you can do it, pretty soon things will shift. And over time, good decisions will add up. And your life is going to be impacted by it. And don't underestimate the power of consistency in doing that. It'll change. It was funny. I was on Instagram the other day, and an ultra runner who I really look up to. I don't know if they really wrote it or anything like that, but they're reading a book on how to run an ultra marathon. And on each page, all it says is left, right, left, right, left, right. Because on its most simple level, that is how you run an ultra marathon. That is how you run 100 miles. Great things are built by simple actions. Do not grow weary of doing the right thing. And so I hope this helped you. I hope this helps you. I hope it blesses you. And these are just the first two steps. I may be recording just different things to give you more tools on how to do. If you want, you know, my thoughts, I'm just a person. I'm learning this as you are too. But if you want any advice, if you want any thoughts on anything, go ahead, hit me up on Instagram at iCamargo, iCamargo. Subscribe to the podcast. You know, not just so like, ooh, I need more followers. You know that, right? Not just for that. But because people who need to hear this message, that's the rules of the game. And everybody, I love you. I want the best for you. I want to hear you succeed. If you have success stories, please hit me up. Leave a review, all right? Take it easy. Do something to make yourself proud today.